We've had periods of time in our life where things have happened that we have to make a decision. We're going to go into a dip. The thing about dips is you can't get around them. You can't go around them. You can't go over them. You're going to go through them. We all face those dips in our life. Life has dips, so just accept that. It's part of life.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy begins his teaching on going through a dip. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center live today. We'll take you to our teaching studio and begin this series on going through a dip in just a moment. Like I said in the intro there, dips are a part of life. Sometimes the dips are full of water, and you have to get through them. Sometimes the dips are deep. Sometimes they're hurtful. Sometimes they're quick. Sometimes they're long. But how do you do that intentionally? We'll get into that in a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we're in the countdown now, just, 10 days away, not this Friday, but a week from Friday, the 13th, we launch the Intentional Love Marriage Conference Date Nights. This series in Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona will begin a week from Friday in Midland, Michigan, and then in Jackson on Sunday. Friday, Midland, Sunday, Jackson, then the 27th of October in Albuquerque, and then early November in Arizona. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to teach from the Intentional Living Playbook. What does it mean, and how do you apply the principles of intentional living? And if you do, I can guarantee if you do, and you do it together, your marriage can be what God intends for it to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very practical. If you don't have your tickets, Midland, all across Michigan, do that. Midland, Jackson, go to theintentionallife.com now. Theintentionallife.com. To the teaching studio and part one, going through a dip. The lesson today I'm calling Getting Through a Dip. Now, here's the premise for this lesson. Life has dips, so expect them. Life has dips, so expect them. So what is a dip? A dip is a downtime in our lives. For those of us who live in Tucson, have you ever driven up Tangerine Road between First and the highway? It's full of dips. Going up and going down, going up and going down. And that can be kind of fun on a car, but the dips aren't always fun in life. But dips happen. In 1982, as I was thinking about myself, I had one of my dips. I think, you know, we all have dips, you know. I'm not saying that you are a dip. I'm just saying that we all have dips. And 1982 was one of those dip periods in my life. I was 31 years old. We had moved here to Tucson. We had... as a young person, Don and I, by the time I was 21, we had already built a radio station in Midland, managed a radio station, running the programming. Come out here, you know, I'm 31 years old, and kind of thought, now what? You know, we've done all these things, now what? You ever get one of those things? It's just, now what? Now what? And it was a dip. It was a time of exploration for myself. When I was in my very early 30s, maybe it was a precursor to a midlife crisis, I don't know. To kind of think about, what would God have for me? I was halfway through my college education, I hadn't finished it, and I had a desire to help people, I knew that, and we were doing radio, and so it was kind of a dip period, a time of trying to explore, kind of feeling, what is it that's next? And it can be an exciting time, but it can also be a discouraging time, because you're in that, you just sense that things are kind of just, you know, in a dip, how it can just kind of settle in, roll back and forth, and you're kind of just there. And God used that dip period in my life, made some decisions that completely altered the course of my life. By the time I was 33, I was back at the university. By the time I was 35, I finished my master's degree, counseling. It was something I wanted to pursue. So part of coming out of that dip for me was setting some new direction for my life. It's interesting how people can face discouragement or defeat or rejection in their life and get stuck. And I found some interesting quotes here. For instance, Lucille Ball, some of us who are older remember Lucy, I love Lucy, Lucille Ball, who was the queen of comedy, physical comedy. She was one that would dominate the television screen in those early years of TV because of the way she was so physical with her comedy and how she connected with people. But Lucille Ball was dismissed from drama school with a note sent home that says, she's wasting her time. She's too shy to put her best foot forward. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. And it says he went home very discouraged. That worked out all right. Thomas Edison, a teacher told him he was too stupid to learn anything and he should go into a field where he might succeed by virtue of his pleasant personality. And Walt Disney was fired from a newspaper because he, quote, lacked imagination and had no, quote, original ideas. You know, we've all had people say things to us, or we've had periods of time in our life where things have happened that we have to make a decision. We're going to go into a dip. The thing about dips is you can't get around them. You can't go around them. You can't go over them. You're going to go through them. We all face those dips in our life. Life has dips, so just accept that. It's part of life. I want to make four or five statements about dips in life. Some dips you just don't see coming. It seems like we're going along in life. Everything is copacetic. Everything seems to be going all right. And then, boom, it's like the bottom falls out or something occurs and you sort of wake up one day and you realize you're not where you were. You're kind of in this dip. It could be an emotional dip or could be physical, could be financial, it could be in your faith walk, could be in work. You might be in a dip right now. You kind of get into that dip and you're there and you wonder, how in the world did I get here? I've shared with you that in 1995, I literally woke up one day and I was in an emotional dip. To this day, I don't know how I got in it. And to this day, other than God, I don't know how I got out of it. But for weeks, I would just wander around the house. I would go for walks by myself. I felt despair. I felt no direction. I felt no peace. Have any of you ever been there? I mean, my life was okay. Didn't have any big crisis. Wasn't going through any big medical problem. My family was doing all right. Work was fine. Things were okay. And just bottomed out. You know, here I am. I got a degree in counseling, and I know what I'd be telling other people. You know, talking to myself. I was a cheap counselor to myself, I tell you that. And just in a dip.
You're listening to Dr. Randy's teaching from Going Through a Dip, and he'll continue in just a moment. When you become a new monthly member, we'll send you the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes autographed copies of Dr. Randy's bestsellers, Starve for Affection and The Power of One Thing, The One Thing Wristband, and his coaching CDs every month. Call 1-888-1717 and press option number 4. Again, that's 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Thanks. Hey, don't go too far. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I ran across a very unintentional quote by political commentator and comedian Will Rogers. If stupidity got us into this mess, then why can't it get us out? Unfortunately, if you did something stupid to get into a mess, you're going to need to be very intentional to clean it up. When you become a member of the Intentional Living Center, you'll receive resources that will help you to make wise choices by living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. So join today. You'll receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit as our thanks, which contains autographed copies of Dr. Randy's best-selling books, The Power of One Thing and Starved for Affection, as well as the One Thing wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's teaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
With your gift to the ministry, you'll receive not only today's program, but all of them from this multi-part teaching. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Now, let's get back with Dr. Randy as he continues his teaching from Going Through a Dip.
Here I am. I got a degree in counseling, and I know what I'd be telling other people. You know, talking to myself. I was a cheap counselor to myself, I tell you that. And just in a dip. And sometimes in life, it just seemed to come. Moving along, everything seems to be okay, and then, boom, you find yourself in this low point. Secondly, some dips are deeper than others. You know, some dips are just kind of, you go through them and you keep going, but some of them are not like dips, they're like caverns. Like you've fallen off a cliff. And it's a deep, deep place in your life. I'm reading a book right now called A Team of Rivals by Doris Kearns Goodwin. It's a story of the political genius of Abraham Lincoln. It's a book that talks about Abraham Lincoln and his cabinet, who, by the way, were all his rivals. Most of these men hated him. They were political rivals, and yet Abraham Lincoln was such a mature, strong leader that he wanted the best people around him, that he even brought the people in his cabinet who didn't like him. It's an interesting story, but what I wanted to just share a little bit was from the section about Abraham Lincoln, a glimpse at his life that maybe we don't see. When Abraham Lincoln was a young man, he met a young woman called Anne Rutledge. And to the researchers who put this book together, they discovered that Anne Rutledge was Lincoln's first and perhaps most passionate love of his life. And he said later in his life, "I did honestly and truly love the girl, and I think often of her even now today." But here's what it says. Anne was only 22 years old in the summer of 1835, while in New Salem, sweltered through one of the hottest summers in the history of a state, a deadly fever, possibly typhoid, spread through the town. Anne, as well as several of Lincoln's friends, perished in the epidemic. After Anne's death, Abraham seemed to become indifferent to everything around him. One neighbor recalls, "Had but little to say, all he would do is take his gun and wander off into the woods by himself." Elizabeth Abell, a New Salem neighbor who had become a surrogate mother to Abraham Lincoln, claimed she had, quote, "never seen a man mourn for a companion more than he did. His melancholy deepened on dark and gloomy days, for he could never be reconciled," he said, "to have the snow, the rain, and the storms beat on her grave." And some of you have been through that depth of loss in your life. It's like a cloud just comes over you. Maybe a loss of a child, a loss of health, loss of a mate. And a cloud just sort of settles over your life. I don't think we can go through life without experiencing those things. That's part of the experience of our closeness to God. How can we ever know Him in His greatness if we've never experienced Him in our low points? So some dips are deeper than others. I think we've all been through various sized dips in life. Some are very deep. Number 3, some dips can create fear in our lives. Some dips can cause us to question, where is God in all of this? When Donna and I married, I was 19, she was 18, and I've shared with you when she turned, when about 20, she started to become very ill. And Donna's not a heavy person now, but she lost weight. By the time she was 20, she was down to about 100 pounds. And we couldn't figure out what was wrong. And she continued to slip, and the doctors didn't seem to know. And I'm a 20-year-old kid and stupid and, you know, a young husband. And fear started to enter my life. Am I going to lose my bride? Am I going to lose her? The doctors didn't seem to know what was wrong. And she got to the place where I physically had to pick her up and put her in the car to take her to the doctors to find out what is going on. Well, they diagnosed eventually that she had a thyroid problem. And when she's 20 years old, she had surgery. We didn't know it was cancer or not. As a young husband going through this, you know, that's a dip. You start to wonder, hey, you're young, you're married, everything is supposed to be great, and you're getting off on a good start, and boom. None of us know. A dip.
Yes, indeed. It was a dip. But God was with us. I'll pick up from there and share more on going through a dip as we move into part two next time from our Intentional Living Center. Coming up in just a moment, Dr. Greg Jantz will be joining me. He's a psychologist, one of our contributors here at the Intentional Living Center, and the founder of The Center, a place of hope located in Seattle, Washington. He's going to join me here in just a moment or two. In fact, what we're going to talk about is what happens in some of the dips we get into is depression. And depression, of course, is pervasive in our culture. It's a serious problem. It's a medical diagnosis many times. And we're going to be talking about that coming up here in just a moment. Again, before we do, I just want to say thank you to all of our members. Your ongoing support for the ministry allows us to do this every day. We can't do it without your help and without your prayers and your financial support. Come and join us as a monthly member. Your gift of a dollar a day or whatever God lays on your heart will go directly into the worldwide outreach of Intentional Living. And I have a new member kit we're going to send to you. It includes two of our best-selling books, autographed from the Intentional Living Center, that I wrote for marriage and for your personal development to say thanks, and then ongoing teaching every month. All the information you need, you can join right now. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is Travis, and I just called to say that your radio broadcast has been a big inspiration to me. A lot of things I'm going through, like depression and stuff, I just thank the Lord that there's something I can listen to, like your show and your radio, that gives me the inspiration I need to get through. Thank you.
How often does depression come out as another contributing factor in someone's life who may come for another issue?
You know, depression seems to be the number one issue, at least presenting issue, that people are coming for. Depression and its close cousin, anxiety.
Yes.
But sometimes a person will come and just say, you know, I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed out, and they don't always realize that they're having a lot of the symptoms of depression.
Yeah.
And it's just not a label they put on themselves. And, you know, we're not about putting labels on.
Right.
We want to, with God's redemptive power, we want to be a part of healing those labels.
I agree with you totally. Thinking, though, of people who might not even know what they're experiencing is really some form of depression or anxiety. What are some of the symptoms people should be thinking about today that might be a trigger to say, wow, I didn't know that really is depression?
You know, one of that comes to my mind is when we lose our joy of just doing everyday things. And and it seems like you get up in the morning and there's this cloud, and that cloud does not leave you, and you just feel in a way blah. And it's like, what is wrong with me? I don't feel very good. And you don't seem to have the energy, and you've noticed your sleep's not well. And then you stop doing all the healthy things. It's like, I'm not drinking my water. Instead, I'm drinking 40 cups of coffee a day, you know. But I start doing things that are not healthy. And maybe I'm using some escapism behaviors. And I'm usually isolating, where I find it really difficult to be with people. And so I'm pulling back, and I'm spending more time alone. And the more time I spend alone, the more I do unhealthy things.
Oh, boy. All right, we have callers who want to join us here, Greg, and tell us their story that might be helpful to others. Aubrey is first in Arizona. Aubrey, welcome to our Intentional Living Center today.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate it. What's your story?
Well, I suffered for depression for almost 10 years. I also, on top of that, have an anxiety disorder that I've had since I was about 5. Mm. So it was just on everything on top of that. I lost about a family member a year when I was in high school. Wow. I was also raped in high school. Mm. So it was just a very terrible time for me. And I had one of my main triggers for that was red trucks. Mm. Every time I saw a red truck, my heart would just sink into my stomach, and I would, you know, my palms would get sweaty, and it was terrible. And my husband definitely helped me, but when I started Bible study a year ago this January, within 2 weeks of starting that Bible study, I was able to forgive the guy who raped me completely. My anxiety with red trucks, completely gone. I haven't had any setbacks or anything since, and I just feel fantastic.
What's the process going on there, Greg? As you hear Aubrey share her story, what's happening there?
Well, one of the things, suffered from depression, 10 years is a long time. And two things that she mentioned that really stood out, she had really significant trauma, and there was loss, and a lot of loss. It sounds like loss of loved ones. And, boy, trauma plus loss, that's a lot. And yeah. When I think about healing and recovery, the key word that stood out was, I came to a place of forgiveness. And that's powerful. Mm. And that forgiveness began to lead to some freedom.
Yes, exactly. You know, the Bible says to us, and obviously there are consequences for sin, and there needs to be in terms of the kinds of things that can happen in life, but forgiveness is something that we choose to do, and the Bible even tells us that we are to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us, which is a very powerful thing and difficult, I'm sure, for many people, but still a reality. Aubrey, thank you for your call today. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
And God bless you.
What a great victory.
Yeah, as you stay on that journey. There's hope right there. And hold on for a minute, Greg, because I want you to hear yourself. You know, Greg Jantz is the head of the Center of Hope, Place of Hope. But he also is a contributor to Intentional Living Center with our Intentional Living Minute, as he provides some really practical things for you all in living intentionally. And I want you to hear yourself, Greg, and others to be offered some hope.
Have you ever been wounded by hope? Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Maybe you ask God for something you never got. You believe for a marriage, or for a healing, or for a job, and it just didn't happen. And now you feel abandoned. It's almost like you don't want to have hope again. Maybe you're even getting comfort in the places you shouldn't. Food, alcohol, too much Facebook. You know you should stop, but these things feel more real than God sometimes. Listen, the quick fix can't really protect you from the pain, it just covers it. Only God can give you comfort that will really last. While your hope for something may be gone, hope itself is still possible because of how much God loves you and because His plan isn't finished yet. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Doing one thing today could mean a stronger, more intentional marriage in Christ.
We're already seeing a difference in our marriage. I feel that we're much more connected, and we're learning to blend together rather than try to get the other person to see our way of thinking.
Make a commitment today to join Dr. Randy Carlson for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Register now at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, would you like to laugh a little bit? Just maybe a break from all the stress of the world today in your marriage, in your family. Come on out to the Intentional Love marriage conference date night. I promise you're going to get some laughs, but you're also going to get some aha moments for your marriage. I have found there's two ways that marriages can go south and get in trouble. We're going to address both in a very positive way, and then I'm going to give you the secret, the thing that we teach at the Intentional Living Center that we have seen work over and over and over, and marriages, couples raise their hand and say, thank you, it's made a difference. You hear the testimonies of changed lives. It's going to be a lot of fun, very practical, non-threatening. You're going to enjoy it. And bring another couple with you. Make it just a date night and a ministry night as well. Midland, Michigan. Midland is a week from Friday, this 13th of October. Midland and then Jackson on Sunday night, the 15th. Albuquerque at the end of October. And then in Arizona, early November. Get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Hey, Dr. Randy. My name is Barry. I just want to thank you so much for your program. It has meant so much to me personally as a man and as a husband and a father. This year has been so tough for us as a family. My wife and my kids that I married into, we went through a lot of storms. Without your program, I don't know that we would have ever survived it. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And God bless you. And thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, you're very welcome. We're glad to stand in the gap. Here's what we found over these years of ministry. People flow into the ministry at a point of need and listen and are blessed, encouraged, and then maybe down the road, not quite as the needs are different, and we hear a testimony like that. And that's why we're here. We're here for you when you go through that dip. We want to be here to encourage you in Christ. And it's possible because of the support of so many friends. And I just want to say thanks to those of you who are financially, practically, prayerfully supporting this ministry. We can't do it without your help. We're into the last quarter of the year. We've been running a little bit behind our budget where we need to be. And I just want you to know your faithful, ongoing commitment every month matters. And if you're not a member, come and join us as a new member. Join us in monthly support. I'm challenging you to pray about $1 a day, $30 a month, or whatever amount. And we're going to send you a new member kit. It'll be a box with two of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, autographed, the Intentional Living wristband, and then ongoing teaching from me to you each and every month. All you have to do right now is go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during business hours, 888-888-1717. More on the topic, going through a dip, next time from Intentional Living.